This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:18 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Xiaoning and Chen Li. In the meantime, let's get an update on the latest goings on in politics. Now, over the past few days, separate meetings between Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad and opposition leader Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim with Bersatu President Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin have been revealed. According to Muhyiddin, the meetings he had with the various opposition leaders were to discuss the possibility of political cooperation to avoid multi-cornered fights in GE15.
Now, Pejuang President Datuk Sri Mukris Mahathir confirmed that Muhyiddin had met his father 2 weeks ago, and while no decision was made, Tun Mahathir has said that Pejuang will not give his support for the Bersatu President to be Prime Minister again. Meanwhile, Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim has said that discussions with Bersatu did not involve any talks of collaboration.
At the same time, past President Tan Sri Abdul Hadi Awang has said that he is planning to meet Mahathir to discuss the possibility of the two parties working together. This also comes off the back of UMNO Secretary General Ahmad Maslan saying that UMNO and Bersatu are divorced and UMNO will not accept Bersatu back as a partner for any reason or for the next GE. Will we see another alliance between Mahathir and Muhyiddin in the coming election? And what are the possibilities of Pejuang working with PAS?
So for some analysis on these developments, we have on the line Datuk Dr. Shamsul Amri Baharudin, Director of the Institute of Ethnic Studies, or KITA, that's part of Universiti Kebangsaan Malaysia, or UKM. Good morning, Dr. Shamsul. Thanks very much for joining us today. So let's take all these developments in turn, shall we? There seems to be an attempt by Bersatu to court Pejuang back to a partnership, although Tun Dr. Mahathir has said that he wouldn't support Muhyiddin as the next Prime Minister, should that be the case. Maybe you can help us understand why Bersatu is reaching out to Pejuang at this point.
Well, you must understand Bersatu is a very fragile party composing of ex-PKR, ex-UMNO and ex-Bersatu 1.0. So you have to understand that they are looking for something that can stabilize their own politics inside. And also to get, they have a very weak support at the grassroots after two state elections have shown them that without working together with a party like Pakatan Nasional, like Pakatan Harapan, I think they will have a lot of problem to gain anything in the next election.
But I'm curious, Datuk, because when I look at the data coming out of the two state elections, yeah, Bersatu did manage to secure quite a high percentage of votes, as much as 25% of the popular vote. So, so in your view, you don't see them as being an alternate to UMNO as a Malay-based party?
Well, I don't think they are. They probably get the support not from the rural voters, really, mostly from semi-urban or urban voters that you have to analyze where these voters come from. So in some ways, they are still not very confident that they will gain. They were expecting a lot more seats, to win a lot more seats in Johor, for example, because they're the home of Tan Sri Mahyudin and where the party was founded in some ways. So I think Bersatu, as it is now, they still need a lot more strength and support. And the only way is to get together with other parties.
So Pejuang appears to be more obvious ally to Pakatan Harapan, but does the clash of personalities and talks of the leech betrayal by both sides mean that this partnership is doomed?
Look, there's no, as much as there's no permanent relationship, and there's also a lot of a convenient relationship in political agreement and coalition in this country that we have seen in the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah, so I don't imagine they are totally divorced, like Maslan said, or they are just in the process of trying to find a meeting place, a common ground, so that they can work together. So the leaders may be looking for a lot more support from famous leaders, because Tun Mahathir is at the center of all this. He's a good guy, he's a bad guy, he's a successful guy, he's everything. So he's like a magic man who can pull support from all sorts of people and all sorts of ethnic groups. So I think Mahathir is the guy who can bring people together, even though temporary, he has proven it with PH.
Dr. Shamsul, I'm curious what you think of PAS suddenly coming into the fray, and they have expressed a desire to discuss cooperation with Bajuang. PAS President Abdul Hadi Awang is set to meet with Tun Dr. Mahathir in the near future. I mean, what should we read into this meeting? Is there anything to be read here?
I think PAS is just enjoying itself being a part of the federal government because they've never had that experience since 1974. So Abdul Hadi is now with a ministerial post ambassador to the Middle East, but I haven't heard he has gone to Middle East at all, except for Umrah or Hajj, you know. So it's quite interesting. PAS has a very, politically on the ground, PAS has a specific group and niche, and nobody imagined they could win 18 seats, 20 seats, but they did in the last election. So PAS is just hedging for more time and for more opportunity to serve federal government. So that's basically, because they know they control Kelantan, Terengganu and Kedah, but federal government is their aim.
So does this mean that they are the ones that really have a convenient relationship with whoever wins the most seats come GE15?
That's a very nice way of putting it, convenient. Yeah? But others have called it other things, showing that PAS has got no moral at all. Whoever becomes partner, that becomes their partner, whoever can give them something. So I think don't underrate PAS entrepreneurship, political entrepreneurship, besides their religious stance about many things. Yeah.
But realistically, what can we expect from Pejuang in terms of delivering seats at GE15? I mean, that the track record in Johor was dismal, and with all the candidates losing their deposits and some calling it a mosquito party, can they surprise us?
Well, I think they can. You see, what a party needs is leader, money, grassroots support, and focus on rural if they claim Malay, if they claim to be a Malay party or representing the Malays. They are doing, it's a very expensive exercise, what they did in Johor, but it's also very fruitful in terms of getting back information, not only for them, but for other groups of people who are, especially Malays, who are not happy. But there is a big millionaire, billionaire supporting Mahathir. So what is the 400,000 deposit to a millionaire who supported the party? So there is a financier to Pejuang. So this is quite interesting because Tan Sri Lee even wrote letters to SPR. I mean, it's interesting. So the participation here is the other part of the politics in this country is how money becomes very important in conducting or surviving in the political scene in Malaysia. So we don't underrate the contribution of big Chinese corporate people who can actually boost the politics of this country in many ways. Yeah,
yeah, but Doc, this also then applies to almost all the big political parties, right? They are all...
Yes. But Pejuang is, of course, with the ex-prime minister there, holding so many billionaires around him. Mm. So I imagine he needs the help to donate to actually get going. So to what extent then with this catalyst that they can go on their own? I think that's what they try to do in Johor.
Dr. Shamsul, thanks very much for speaking to us. That was Datuk Dr. Shamsul Amri Baharudin, Director at the Institute of Ethnic Studies of UKM, giving us his take on Pejuang's prospects in the next GE15, also trying to read the signals that's happening with all the different leaders meeting each other. Mm. Where is this all going to ultimately?
Well, Malaysia Kini actually reported that Bersatu President Muhyiddin Yassin said that he is the one being wooed by other political parties instead of being the one pursuing new alliances. I think this is on the back of the news that we're just talking about this morning. And apparently also Warisan President Shafiq Abdal also claims to have been contacted by Muhyiddin to form a GE15 alliance. So today we're friends, tomorrow we're enemies, and then day after we're back to being friends again. Everything is about political convenience.
It is very fluid. But I was particularly struck by Dr. Shamsul's point that Bersatu is extremely fragile at the moment, and it is comprising of all ex-members of other parties. They would fall foul of the anti-party hopping law for sure.
And guess what? Money's never far away from anything related to politics, is it?
Indeed, indeed. It does make politics go round. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.